Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say, good afternoon, y'all. Back in Houston, where I need to be. Been busy. But hey, I'm back. Tonight on the show, got a couple of independent artists. Amazing. Got the Black Venom. Also got Luce, sort of out of New York. Y'all, their acronym is Living on Our Terms. Y'all definitely got to check out their new single. Going to be dropping the Black Venom single, Police Sound, and going to definitely be dropping Luke's new jam. So y'all check that out. Going to be playing a couple of little independent artists. Got my Mr. DJ Folgers. Got to have my Texas chopping screw up in here. So, you know, going to be playing a little everything. But don't move. Hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Pray for him. Youngie Michael Brown, me a soul rep.
Today on the show, I'm rolling with New Orleans. I'm rolling with a Black Venom show. What's going on? How you doing tonight?
What's up?
I was checking out this video. It is horrible. I mean, you know what? It opened up your eyes to actually to crime. And, I mean, not crime, but I mean, you know, to the actual police, how they do people. That is horrible.
Yes, at an all-time high.
Yes, Lord have mercy. So, I don't know. Tell the listeners a little bit about the Black Venom.
Black Venom, we are a band consists of 5 different members with all different unique talents. All of us play all over the world. I happen to be an artist, a rapper of the band. And there's 4 other guys with the talent, Kiko, Matt, and Lennard. All together, we make the Black Venom. Great sound of band.
Okay. What inspired you to actually, y'all, form the group or inspired you to start, you know, to get into the music industry?
For me, it was I would have to say I was, you know, kidding around just rapping and stuff, and my friend told me, you know, hey, I think you got something, so I just started running with it, but then I started to create a certain substance with my music, and, you know, so the band and all, we just create a certain substance like neo-soul hip-hop, which has that, you know, mixture of flavor, because these guys come from all over, and they play with different people, so they add a different sound to it, and my voice, you know, it makes it complete.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, are y'all working on any current projects? Y'all got any mixtapes coming out and any singles debuting? What y'all got going?
First, we have the Police down, you know, the videos out, you know, the songs out.
Okay.
And we're working on the Black Venom's album, which will be out late November. Also, I'm working on my mixtape followed up after that.
Okay.
You know, it'll be early January, early February. You follow up on the Black Venom project. And we also have a single, Hot, coming right behind that. So,
you're busy. You're busy.
Basically, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Let me ask you, we didn't talk about this last time, but I'm just going to ask you, I'm going to name a couple of artists, and I want you to describe them in just one word. Let's see, I'm going to start with MC Light. Yeah, you got to describe her.
Creative.
Okay, what about... Curtis Blow.
Originator.
Kanye.
Spokesperson.
Okay, last one, Jay-Z.
Chess player, the best.
okay, that's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask you, for any upcoming artists, anybody that's trying to get into the music industry, what words of wisdom would you share?
In the words of my little brother, I have to stay down and stay loyal.
Okay.
As long as you stay down and stay loyal, you can't go wrong. You and your team, and if the grind don't stop. You can't stop at all. I don't sleep with this at all.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look black and when you're in the system.
Okay. Well, what does hip-hop mean to you?
Everything. I mean, that's all I know is music. Music comes first, hip-hop. I mean, as far as just you know, creating the substance, putting it together, and just, you know, coming out with, you know, with great music, you know.
That's all right then. Well, I appreciate you calling me on the show today.
Most definitely, Cindy.
All right, we're gonna be looking for you some more music from the Black Venom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Black Venoms. I want you to check out Signs of the Police. Got more jams coming. Don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Coolio with the Flow. Shaka Zulu, man.
All right. Glad from the bad.
Well, point blank, period. I don't think they hear me yet. From here on, it's no money stacking. Pessimists, get out my fraction. All is yellow, I'm retracting in the winter circle. See the way they hang with cops, I fuck with the Merkle. Girl, I got that virtue. Thank you for your patience. Now we got them running scared. I'm killing chills like Jason. Bringing home the bacon. I've been G with Franklin.
Cause no one knows.
show. I'm rolling with a New York native, y'all. I got Luke on the line. What's going on, Luke?
How's it going?
It's going good. How's the weather down there?
Well, it's been off and on. One minute it's hot and it's nice. One minute it's rainy and misty and humid. So, you know, out here you get a little bit of the good, you get a little bit of the bad.
Okay. Well, tell the listeners a little bit about who is Luke and what inspired you to get into the music industry.
Well, Luke stands for, it's an acronym, stands for Living Off of Our Terms.
Oh.
And what it really meant for me is to do things the way I like to do it. And what really inspired me to get into music is just the creative process. I enjoy making something out of nothing, you know, and seeing the end result in people actually, you know, taking heed to it and listening to it and enjoying it.
Okay, I like that. Well, let me ask you, if you can work with any upcoming artist or any artist that's actually out right now, who would you want to work with?
Well, an artist and I'm going to shoot real high on this one.
Okay.
So there's a few up-and-coming artists, but I want to go for the gusto. I say an artist that I really want to work with is probably Lil Wayne.
Really? Why Lil Wayne?
Because I think, you know, the last response to his last mixtape was kind of, how would you say? It was kind of hurtful in my eyes for him being... in my eyes, kind of a legend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he got the reception that it was supposed to get.
Okay.
And I think that for him, he needs to be a little bit higher on the hierarchy of rap music.
Hmm. Okay. You know, a lot of, when I talk to a lot of upcoming artists, a lot of them want to work with Kanye. And I don't really think, does Kanye even work with any individuals or not really? Like, had he did anything recently with, like, had he collaborated with anybody that you know of?
Recently I saw some snippets of him collaborating with Nas and French Montana on a couple tracks, as well as him, I think he recently collaborated with his new artist that he signed with. I think he signed Designer, the one that came out with the song Panda.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think he's I know he's working. But I think Kanye, he's at this point in my eyes, he got his hands in so many other fields, music, and then it's fashion, then it's politics, then it's being a father, then it's being so many other areas where it's kind of hard for him to kind of hunker down and focus on one thing.
Okay. Well, hopefully Lil Wayne, you can collaborate with Lil Wayne. Well, let me ask you.
Hey,
I know, huh? Well, let me ask you, what current projects are you working on? You in the studio? You getting ready to drop a single? What's going on?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting ready to drop a single called Winner. And I've been in the studio probably for the past month, just finalizing it, working on the mix and the master, and just started putting together the video. So the song is complete. Now we're just working on the video to kind of present that all in one good package.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, I'm going to play a quick little game with you. Nothing hard. I'm going to name about four artists. I just want you to just describe them in one word. Okay?
Just one word.
One word. I'm going to go old school and new school on you. Okay? We're going to start off with Big Daddy Kane.
Legendary.
Curtis Blow.
I would say a master.
Okay. Kanye.
I would say eclectic.
What about Lil Wayne?
I would say more of an enigma. He's a puzzle, kind of hard to figure out.
What about Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj. Man, Nicki Minaj, that's a hard one.
I got you on her.
I've met her before, you know?
Really?
I would say I would say surprising.
You know, you know my word for her is raw.
What would that be?
Raw.
Raw.
Just raw.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Okay, last one.
Oh, she's raw, for sure.
She is.
You know she's raw, literally.
She definitely
when you meet
is.
In person, you'll be surprised how pleasant she is.
Really? Now, see, now, that's who somebody I would want to collaborate. If I could collaborate with anybody, it would definitely be her, because I love her. I love her in the studio. I love her when she collaborated with, like, Chris Brown, and while she did Meek Mill, and she did this one with Lil Wayne, Drake. I love that last one.
But you gotta look at it like this. She's in Lil Wayne camp, so
yeah.
If I collaborate with Wayne, hopefully she could be a bonus and you could work with all of us, all four of us.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask you, for any upcoming artist that's trying to get into the music industry, young, older, whatever, what words of wisdom would you share with that individual?
I would say determination. You have to have determination. No matter how many doors may be shut, or how many opportunities you may miss, you have to still be resilient and be able to bounce back and have the determination that no matter what anyone thinks or how anyone feels, you know what's best for you, and you gotta follow your path. Stay on that path. Don't stray. Stay on the path that you're focusing on, and have that determination and be focused.
Okay, I like that. Well, thank you for rolling with me today, Luke.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, that was New York Native. I had Luke again. The name of the group is Living. The acronym is Living on Our Terms. Going to leave you with one of his jams, Airplane Mode, but damn sure, check him out on I Am Luke. That's LOOT. Check him out on SoundCloud.
Well, we get out there into the very best of yours truly, Jackie Sizzle, and I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk 2. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle.
Gotta grind. You gotta grind.
Yeah. We got Cindy on the track. Old school track. New school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's a story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the birds. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, seek weed, it gotta grind.
Go, beat to make your booty go, beat to make your booty go, beat to make Yeah. what she too.
And we kicking my girl Cindy.
She always keep it 100.
Hit the high.